sixth chapter, and Putana killed. While Nanda Maharaj was returning home after meeting Vasudeva in Mathura, he was thinking within himself on the way that the statement made by Vasudeva that there might be some disturbance in Gokula plainly was not false. There is some truth in it. Therefore, he began to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead out of fear. It is quite natural for a devotee, whenever they are in danger, they think of Krishna, because they have no other shelter. Just like when a child is in danger, it takes the shelter of the mother and the father. Similarly, a devotee, when they contemplate some danger, they are already under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and specifically at that time they get opportunity to remember the Lord very rapidly. That's why Kansa, after consulting with his demon ministers, instructed one witch of the name Putana, who knew the black art of killing small children by his ghastly sinful activities. So after being thus engaged by Kansa, the Putana began to kill all kinds of children in the cities, in the villages, in the pasturing ground, and similar other places. But such witches could only play their black thought where there is scarcely chanting and hearing of the holy name of Krishna. It is said that wherever the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done, even neglectfully, without any seriousness, all bad elements, witches, ghosts, and dangerous calamities immediately disappear. And what to speak of the place where the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done very seriously. And above all, what to speak of Vrindavan when the Supreme Lord is personally present. Therefore, the doubts of Nanda Maharaj was certainly on the point of affection for Krishna, but actually there was no danger out of the activities of Putana. Such kind of witches are called Khechari. Khechari means one who can fly in the sky. This witchcraft, black art, is still practiced by some women in the remote northwestern side of India. They can transport themselves from one place to another, taking on the branch of an uprooted tree. This Putana knew this witchcraft, and she is also described in the Bhagavatam as a Khechari. She one day took the opportunity of entering the county known as Gokula, the residential quarter of Nanda Maharaj, and without any permission of the householder, he entered the house of Mother Jasoda, dressing herself just like one beautiful woman. She appeared very beautiful because exposed, or hips very much raised, breast also nicely pullen with ornaments on the ear ring, some flowers pushed on the bunch of hair, and she looked very beautiful on account of her middle portion of the body being thinner. She was glancing over everyone with very attractive eyesight and a smiling face, and all the residents of Vrindavan were being captivated by her. And the innocent cowherd's woman thought that the woman was personally a goddess of fortune, appeared in Vrindavan with a lotus flower in her hand, and she has personally come to see Krishna, who is her husband. On account of her exquisite beauty, nobody doubted her movements, and therefore she freely entered the house of Nanda Maharaj. Thus, after entering into the house of Nanda Maharaj, Putana, the killer of many, many children, saw baby Lord Krishna lying on a small bed, and she could perceive that the baby was hiding his unparalleled potencies, exactly like fire covered by ashes. Putana within herself could understand that this child is so powerful that he can destroy the whole universe immediately. Next paragraph. This understanding of Putana about Krishna is very significant. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and as such, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that he gives necessary intelligence as well as he causes one to forget by the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting within one's heart. So Putana was immediately reminded that the child whom he was observing in the house of Nanda Maharaj was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He was lying there as a small baby, but that does not mean that he was less powerful. The materialistic theory that God worship is anthropomorphism is not correct. No living being become God by undergoing some certain kind of meditation of austerities. God is always God. Krishna, as a child, baby, he is as good as he is in his full-fledged youthhood. Baba theory that the living entity was formerly a god, but now has become overcome by the influence of Maya, therefore he is not God. But again, when the influence of Maya or the cover is taken away, he becomes God. This thesis can be applicable on the minute living entities. Living entities are minute, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as there are many minute particles of a spark of the original fire. So these sparks can be covered by the influence of Maya, but not the original fire or Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the beginning of his appearance in the house of Vasudeva and Devaki. Next, Krishna, however, and showing the nature of a small baby, closed his eyes as if not to see the face of Putana. This closing of eyes of Krishna is interpreted and studied by different devotees very deeply. But he says that Krishna closed his eyes because he did not like to see the face of Putana, who had killed so many children, and now she had come to kill him. Therefore, he did not like to see her face and closed his eyes. Another interpretation is that Putana was hesitating to take the baby on her lap because from within something extraordinary was being dictated. Therefore, Krishna, in order to give her assurance, closed his eyes so that she may not be frightened by the opening of his eyes. Another interpretation is that Krishna, of course, appeared to kill the demons and give protection to the devotees, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Puritrana Sadhana Vinasayata Duskita. The Lord appears just to give protection to the devotees and to kill the demons. So his first beginning of killing the demons was an omen. According to Vedic rules, killing of women, killing of Brahmin, killing of cows, killing of child, and there are many other items, the killing of which are forbidden, especially killing of women and killing of Brahmin and killing of cows is strictly prohibited. So, Krishna was obliged to kill this demon, Putana. So, he might be thinking that the beginning of my killing was an omen. And because killing of omen was forbidden according to Vedic Shastra, he could not close his eyes. Another interpretation is that Krishna closed his eyes because he took Putana as his nurse. Because Putana came to Krishna just to offer her breast to be sucked by the Lord. So Krishna is so merciful that even though he knew that Putana was there to kill him, but he took her as her nurse or mother, because nurse is also considered as mother. There are seven kinds of mother according to a Vedic injunction. Real mother, the wife of teacher or spiritual master, the wife of the king, the wife of a Brahmin, the cow, the nurse, and the mother earth. There are seven kinds of mothers. So, Putana, as he came to take Krishna on the lap and offer her breast milk to be sucked by Krishna, she was accepted by Krishna as one of the mothers. So, that was his another pause of closing the eyes, that he had to kill a nurse or mother. But the killing of mother by Krishna or the killing of the nurse by Krishna was not differentiated from his real mother or foster mother, Jasoda. Because we understand from further Vedic information that both Putana was also treated as mother and given the same facility like Jasoda. As Jasoda was given liberation from the material world, Putana was also given liberation from this material world. Now, when the baby Krishna closed his eyes, Putana took him on his lap. She did not know that she was taking on her lap death personified. In this connection, a nice example has been given that a person without knowing a snake lying as dead and accepts it as a rope, this mistake causes such a mistaken person. Similarly, Putana killed so many babies before meeting Krishna. Now she was accepting Krishna as one of the babies, but actually she was accepting the snake who'd kill her immediately. That's right. When Putana was taking baby Krishna on her lap, there were both Jasoda and Rohini present, but they could not forbid her on account of so beautifully dressed and showing the motherly affection towards Krishna. They could not understand that she is a sword within the decorated case. It was so beautifully decorated that the two mothers, Rohini and Jasoda, could not place any doubt on her for acting as a beautiful mother. Putana, however, smeared on her breast a very powerful poison, and immediately after taking the baby on her lap, pushed her breastly nipples within the mouth of Krishna, thinking that as soon as he would suck the breast, immediately the child would die. Maybe Krishna also taking this opportunity very strongly caught up nipples with anger, and he sucked the milk poison along with the five ear of the demon. In other words, Krishna simultaneously sucked the milk from her breast, at the same time killed her by sucking her life also. Krishna is so merciful that the demon Putana came to offer her breast milk to the Lord, so he fulfilled her desire and accepted her activity as motherly. But to stop her from further nefarious activities, he immediately killed her. And because the demon was killed by Krishna, she got immediately liberation. That's why the demon Putana, while she was being pressed on her chest by Krishna to pull out her very breathing of life, immediately fell down on the ground, spreading her legs and hands, and began to cry, "Oh, the child, leave me, leave me. While crying like this, she was perspiring. The whole body became wet, and spreading her legs and hands, she began to cry continuously and very loudly. And by her fears, dying, screaming, there was a tremendous vibration, both on the earth, in the sky, or down the earth planet, or up the earth planet, from all directions, and people thought it as a falling of thunderbolt. That's the night mare, the Putala witch, fell down, assuming her real feature as great demon, opening her fearful mouth and spreading hands and legs all over, exactly as Vitrasur fell down, being struck by the thunderbolt of Indra. While she was lying down, her long hairs on the head were all scattered over the body. While falling down like this, she extended her body up to 12 miles and smashed all the trees thereof into pieces. Everybody throughout became struck with wonder by seeing the extension of gigantic body of the demon. Teeth appeared just like plow rods, and her nostrils appeared just like mountain caves. Her breast appeared just like small hills, and her hairs appeared as the reddish bunch, just suitable to the gigantic body. The sockets of the eyes appeared just like a blind well, and the two thighs appeared just like two banks of the river. The two hands appeared just like two strongly constructed bridge, and her abdomen appeared just like dried up lakes. All the cowherds, men and women, became struck with awe and wonder by seeing the gigantic body of the demon Putana, and before this they heard the falling down of the body with tumultuous sound, which jacked their brain and ears, rendered the heart strongly beating. But the gopis saw a little Krishna was fearlessly playing on her lap. At once, very dexterously, they came there and picked up the child. Mother Jashoda, Rohini, along with other elderly gopis, immediately performed the auspicious rituals by taking the tail of a cow and circumambulated all over the body. The child was completely washed with the urine of cows. After this, the dust created by the hoofs of cows were thrown all over the body just to save little Krishna from all kinds of inauspicious accidents. This incident gives us a clear indication how much cow is important to the family, to the society, and to the living beings in general. Although the transcendental body of Krishna did not require any protection from anything material, still to instruct us how much important is cow, the Lord was smeared over with cow dung, washed with urine of cow, and the dust caused by the walking of the cows were thrown over his body. After this purificatory process,
The gopis, headed by Mother Jasoda and Rahini, chanted 12 names of Vishnu just to give the body full protection from all inauspicious influence. Thus, after washing their hands and feet and sipping water 3 times, as is the custom before chanting mantra, as follows. My dear Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unborn, protect your legs. The Lord, who is known as Maniman, protect your thighs. Lord Vishnu, who is known as Jagga, may protect your legs. Lord Achyuta, may protect your arms. And Lord Hayagriva, may protect your abdomen. Lord Keshav, may protect your heart. Lord Vishnu, may protect your arms. Lord Urukram, may protect your face. And Lord Ishara, may protect your head. Lord Chakradhari, may protect your front. Lord Gadadhar, may protect your backside. Lord Madhusudan, who carries a bow in his hand, may protect your right side. Lord Vishnu carries a conch, may protect your left side. The personality of Godhead, Upendra, may protect your upside. And Lord Dakha may protect you from the downside on the earth. Lord Haladhar may protect you from all sides. The personality of Godhead, known as Rishikesh, may protect all your senses. Lord Narayan may protect your life. And the Lord of the Shetadvip, Narayan, may protect your heart. And Lord Jogesha may protect your mind. Lord Krishnagarbha may protect your intelligence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead may protect your soul. While you are playing, Lord Govinda may protect you from all sides. And when you are sleeping, Lord Madhav may protect you from all dangers. When you are walking, the Lord of Vaikuntha may protect you from falling down. While sitting, the Lord of Vaikuntha may give you all protection. And while you are eating, the Lord, the eater of all sacrifices, may give you all protection. The gopis began to say, there are many bhimis of the little babies known as Dakini, Jatudhan, Jatudhan.
Tape number 8, Krishna. First, Mother Jasoda began to chant different names of Vishnu to protect the child Krishna in his different parts of the body. Mother Jasoda was firmly convinced that different kinds of evil spirits of the name Dakini, Jatudhan, Kushanda, host of all kinds, evil spirits, Jakha, Raksha, Vinayaka, Putra, Rebati, Jeshtha, Putana, Matrika, Unamada, and similar other evil spirits who cause person's forgetfulness of his own existence and gives her troubles to the life here and the senses. Sometimes they appear in dream and causes much perturbation. Sometimes they appear as old women and sucks are the blood of small children. All such ghosts and evil spirits
cannot remain where there is chanting of the holy name of God. Mother Yashoda was firmly convinced of the Vedic culture about the importance of cows and holy name of Vishnu. Therefore, she took all protection from the cows and by the name of Vishnu to protect his child Krishna. He said all the holy names of Vishnu may save the child. This Vedic culture about taking advantage of keeping cows and chanting the holy name of Vishnu is current since beginning of the history of the human society, and persons who are still following such Vedic culture, especially the householders, they keep at least dozens of cows and worship Lord Vishnu installed in every house. These are some of the instructions for the persons advancing Krishna consciousness, how much they should be interested in cows and the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Next paragraph. The elderly gopis of Vrindavan were so much absorbed in the affection for Krishna that they wanted to save Krishna, although there was no need of protecting him, and he had already protected himself. But they could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a child, and after performing the formalities for protecting the child, Mother Yashoda took Krishna and let him suck her own breast. When the child was thus saved by Vishnu mantra, Mother Yashoda felt safety of the child. In the meantime, all the cowherds men who went to Mathura to pay tax came back home and was struck with wonder by seeing the gigantic dead body of Putana, who was killed before their arrival. Next paragraph. Nanda Maharaj, thus realizing the foretelling of Vasudev, considered him some great sage or mystic yogi. Otherwise, how he could foretell such incidences to be happen during his absence in Vrindavan. After this, all the inhabitants of Braja cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces and piled them up with wood for burning. While the complete limbs of Putana's body was being burned, the smoke penetrating from the fire was filming good flavor of aguru. This flavoring of the smoke was caused due to her being killed by Krishna. This means that the demon Putana being killed by Krishna was washed off all sinful activities and attained the quality of celestial body. Here is an example how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good. The demon Putana came to kill Krishna by poisoning her breast, but because Krishna sucked her milk, immediately she was purified, and the dead body immediately attained the transcendental qualities. Her business was only to kill small children. She was only fond of blood, but in spite of her being envious of Krishna, because she gave her milk to be drunk by Krishna, got salvation like this. Then what to speak of others who are affectionate to Krishna in relationship of mother, who always serve Krishna with great love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is the super soul of every living entity. It is concluded, therefore, that even a little energy of any living entity engaged in the service of the Lord gives him immense transcendental profit. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Salpamapi Asya Dhanmas. This devotional service in Krishna consciousness is so sublime that even a little service to Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly, gives one the greatest transcendental profit. The system of worshipping Krishna by offering flower from the tree also beneficial for the living entity who is undergoing the bodily existence of a tree. Flower fruits offered to Krishna from the tree also indirectly so much beneficial. The auction process for worshipping procedure is therefore so much beneficial for everyone. Plus, whatever is offered to Krishna, the source from which the thing comes also benefited. Krishna is worshipable by big demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and Putana was so fortunate that the same Krishna played on her body as a little child. The lotus feet of Krishna, which is worshipped so much by great sages and devotees, was blessed the body of Putana, and people worship Krishna to offer foodstuff with so much great reverence and devotion, but automatically he sucked the milk from the body of Putana. Devotees therefore pray that simply by offering something in a position of an enemy, Putana got so much benefit, then what to speak of worshipping Krishna in love and affection. Therefore, nobody should worship anybody except Krishna, because so much benefit is awaiting to the worshipper. Although Putana was an evil spirit, still she got elevation like the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is clear, however, that the cows and the elderly gopis who offered milk to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how much were they elevated to the transcendental position. Krishna can offer anyone, beginning from liberation to anything materially conceived. Therefore, there cannot be any doubt about salvation of Putana, whose bodily milk was sucked by Krishna for so long time. How there can be any doubt about the salvation of the gopis who were so much fond of Krishna? Undoubtedly, it is concluded that all the gopis and cowherds, boys and cows, and everyone in Vrindavan who served Krishna with so much love and affection, certainly they are all liberated from the miserable condition of material existence. Expire. When all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were smelling the good flavor out of the smoke of burning putana, they inquired from each other where from this good flavor is coming. And while conversing with one another, they were given to understand that it is the burning fume of putana, and the story of putana was discussed amongst them deliberately. All of them were too much fond of Krishna, and as soon as they heard that the demon putana was killed by Krishna in this way, all of them offered blessings to the little child out of affection. Nanda Maharaj, after the burning of the body of putana, came home and immediately took up the child on his lap and began to smell on his head. And he was very much satisfied that his little child was saved in this great calamity. Srila Sukadeva Goswami has blessed all persons who would hear the expression of killing of putana by Krishna, would surely attain the favor of Govinda Krishna. Thus end the sixth chapter of Krishna, the matter of killing of putana.